Grant, how disappointed are you? You couldn't do more to make this a really uncomfortable afternoon for Bolton.
Yeah, disappointed. I think we started the game quite well, really. First 15, 20 minutes. Conceded off a cross in their box and just a runner from midfield. But second half, I think they just overpowered us, really, physically. They're a strong team, and they just were too strong for us on the day.
At 1-0, you had a couple of good openings there, didn't you? Nichols got in there once or twice, and on another day, could have stuck one of those away.
No, he should have scored. Not on another day, he should have scored. He should have got out of his feet and scored. So, disappointing with that. But, like I say, I mean, we weren't good, but they're just a physically strong team. I knew they're very, very dangerous from set play. As we switch off from a set play, I don't know, I think it was Bozzy loses his man, Weider scores. And we just got overpowered from that minute on. And that's what I was talking about, the lack of characters and the lack of leaders and people who have got that bit more of drive and determination. We haven't had it, and it's definitely something we need to have a look at.
That played a part again today, you feel?
I think so, yeah, definitely. I mean, the amount of balls it was dropping in the middle of the pitch, the amount of balls it was, you know, they were winning the first ball, the second ball, the third ball. We just didn't have the hunger, the desire. And yes, it's hard, you know, it's hard to say, yes, we're 11th in the league with nothing to play for. People can say that from the outside looking in, but, you know, when you play a game of football, you want to win it. This doesn't matter if it's a nothing game or it's to get promoted or to get, you know, you want to win the game. And I didn't see enough of that from my players today. And I just had a good chat with them in the changing room there. And like I say, they'll all know and be very, very clear where they are going forward tomorrow morning, because I just said to them there, I'm a born winner. And I'm disappointed when probably I shouldn't be in my first year as a manager to finish where we are in the league. And I'm disappointed in myself because I thought I had the right people in the change room. Obviously, I didn't, but I definitely will next year.
And this is a great stage to express yourself today. You look at it, a great pitch, fantastic stadium, a chance to really go out and show what you're about, really. I'm sure that disappoints you as well. The fact your players couldn't do that.
It did disappoint me. But you know what? I thought Lewis Freestone was top drawer. He's playing against one of the best players in the league, and Philip Moraes, and sets a lot of goals up for them. I thought he handled them really well. He stopped a lot of his crosses. You know, young Callum Chettle came into the game second half, started striding past people. You could see, you know, the potential in him. So the younger lads, young Andrea, I just said to him in the change room, I said, listen, you're not worried about that goal, are you, that mistake? He went, yeah. I said, listen, forget about it, because I loved your bravery afterwards. I loved you, you know, trying to get on the ball after that. He's going to make mistakes. They're young lads, but we got to learn from them.
Tweaks and changes then, or an overhaul required?
Well, there'll be quite a few going on the transfer list. I think we need to make it very, very clear now that mediocrity doesn't sit with me very, very nicely, and I've told the players that. I think the biggest thing for me, and I just said it to the players, I asked them, I think the end of February, we played Southend, and I think we were 3 points off of playoffs, 21st, 22nd of February, and Southend beat us. But a couple of days later, I think we were 4 points off going into the games against Millwall and Bradford, and I asked the players in a meeting, who believes we can get promoted? And 40% of them put their hand up, which that said something to me about my squad. And right from that minute, I knew who I wanted to keep and who I didn't.
So it sounds like it's going to be a very busy couple of weeks, because I suppose saying to people you're listed, we want you out, is one thing, but actually being able to move them out quickly is another. So a lot of work to do in terms of moving that way and getting players in.
There will be a lot of work, but I just explained to them there. So, you know, if you do come back to this club in the summer, first and foremost, it would be probably your best interest to go if you're on the transfer list. Get your agent to start doing some work for you. And if you do come back, you won't be training with us. You'll train at a different time, and things like that. And I want my squad together. My squad will go away with us in pre-season to a camp in Spain. And the ones who are on the transfer list won't be coming. So we need to make sure we're really firm with it. I haven't changed my mind on anything. The conversation I had with Barry and the chairman, and we're very, very clear. We're all in agreement of who needs to move on and who we need to recruit. We've already recruited one, which we'll probably you'll hear about next week, and we're very, very close in a few others.
What position would that be in that you've recruited someone already, Grant? Can you say?
I'd rather not say.